196 Catholic dioceses and archdioceses are gathered in Baltimore for the start of a three-day conference, and they had planned to vote on measures to tackle the crisis and prevent further sex crimes. But in the opening minutes of the Monday meeting, the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops told the bishops Pope Francis was asking they not vote on any of those proposals. The Pope reportedly doesn't want the U.S. bishops to vote on them until he leads a worldwide meeting with church leaders on the matter in February.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic candidate Kyrsten Sinema increased her advantage over Republican challenger Martha McSally in the Arizona Senate race by just over 32,000 votes. Now, the votes are being counted again today. I had a chance to catch up with Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona. He didn't seem too happy that the votes are still being counted almost a week after the election.
It's a crime that they don't have the results in by now, and I suspect you're going to see a lot of changes in Arizona before the next election to fix the problems that have created this long delay.
Have they given you any more explanation than what they've been telling the general public?
Oh, yeah. I've learned a lot about it. A little thing. Things like, for example, years ago, they set it up to count 75,000 early ballots a day. Well, that's back when only maybe 20% of the people were casting early ballots. Now it's like 65%. So they need to up their game, obviously, to keep up with the experience of voting.
Next, I asked Kyle if the GOP can get a fair shake in Maricopa County with County Recorder Adrian Fontes handling the election process.
I'm not going to cast any aspersions. It may be that his people are trying their best, but there were some things that didn't look right. Let's just put it that way.
And final question, you have any thoughts on Florida? Florida's going through this same deal again. We're back to 2000.
Florida from afar looks like there have been irregularities, but again, since I don't know, I won't say, but we got to get this fixed so people have confidence in the system for sure.
From ISM Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle. We're here today at Houghton Hunterdon. I always chuckle to myself when I want to say a live guest because I'm afraid people think that I have scattered dead bodies all around the studio. But actually what I mean is I don't have someone on the phone. I don't have an empty chair. I have a guest in the studio. So I'm going to have to work on my wording for that, because it always makes me start to laugh. So we're doing an exciting show today. I'll be introducing Kim Kramer in just a moment to be talking about something that we heard about the concept early this year, and now we're actually so excited to be able to launch our broadcast today to talk about their event, which is coming up on Saturday, November 24th, and it's the Winter Village at the Red Mill Museum. But first, let's start, as we always do, with a quote about the day. And really, we are talking about something that's going on. Thanksgiving weekend, in case you didn't realize, is on coming up in a week and a half. So we have 2 weekends before the Winter Village at the Red Museum on the 24th. So I have a quote about Thanksgiving. And it's actually from Henry Van Dyke. And it is this what he stated. Gratitude is the inward feeling of kindness received. Thankfulness is the natural impulse to express that feeling, and thanksgiving is the following of that impulse. So we're thinking about that today and what we have to be grateful for and thankful for. And we always like to approach our broadcast here and our time in Hunterdon as an opportunity to look at living here as if you were here for the first time, if you were a visitor or on vacation or here for business. What would you see and what would you do? So this is a perfect event to be able to highlight and to talk about everything that's going on in Hunterdon County as we start to approach the Thanksgiving weekend. First, we have to pay the bills around here so we can keep on keeping on over here. So we will be back in just one moment.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and 100 every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and 100 provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, now you'll all have to bear with me, especially Kim, who's in the studio with me, because I have to do something I do not want to do right now, Kim. It's the weather. And do you know why I don't want to do it, Kim?
Because it's cold.
Yes, and there's something in this weather forecast over the next 5 to 7 days, and it's a bad word.
Yeah, the S word.
Yes. And I don't want to say it, but I have to. That's why they pay me the big, big dollars over here as a volunteer. But I really don't want to do it. So I'm going to take a deep breath. This is how I do everything I don't want to do. And then I just go full throttle. So we're going to go right into it. So tonight we are looking at some rain, mainly after 10 p.m. We have some patchy fog after 2 a.m. We're looking at another cold evening with a low of 38. Tomorrow's not too bad. We have a high of 52. And today was really a beautiful day. It wasn't too bad. I was out running in a long sleeve shirt. And I felt great. I thought it was perfect. But now it's starting to cloud up. But tomorrow's going to be okay. We're going to start out with some rain. And it's going to go into a nicer day, even though we have a 90% chance of precipitation. And it looks like a quarter to a half an inch. Tuesday night, we have some clouds. Wednesday, it's very cold, Kim. The high is 40.
Oh,
it's bad. It's brutal.
That's very bad.
It is brutal. And then it just gets worse from there. So if you don't want to hear this, listeners, cover your ears right now. Here we go. We're going right into it. Thursday, we're looking at a chance of rain and snow before noon, a chance of rain, and then rain and snow after 2 p.m., and we're looking at maybe a quarter inch of snow. So it's not too bad, except Thursday night, there's some more rain and snow. And then Friday, more rain and snow. And I will say Friday, the temperature gets into the 40s, so that's a little bit better. We have some very cold nights coming up. Tuesday night, we have a low of 30. We have a low of 25 Wednesday night and a low of 34 on both Thursday and Friday. So
it's not even the nice kind of snow. It's rain and snow.
I don't think there is a nice kind of snow, but I'm not going to hold it against you because it's only your second time here, but we don't really say things like that on the air. But now what I will say is that it's going to set you up perfectly for your event, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
All right, here we are. We got that out of the way. I'm back in the studio. So happy to have my guest who we invited to come back on. And I'm so happy and grateful and thankful because it's Thanksgiving time that we were able to schedule this. So Kim Kramer, tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. Thank you for the introduction. Yes, I'm Kim Kramer. I own Market Space Vendor Events. If you remember from the last time I was here, we are basically a network of now over 1,700 artisans and small business owners, primarily New Jersey based, but we definitely have people from the surrounding states. We have people who've signed up, they're from Virginia and have traveled to our markets here in New Jersey. So our network is definitely growing and it's very exciting. What we do is handmade and vintage markets throughout the state, and we usually partner with really interesting venues. We just had a market over at Adventure Aquarium in Camden in October. We'll be over at the Red Mill Museum in Clinton in a week and a half. I can't even believe that the time is finally here. And then we do things like partner with breweries, wineries. We rented a storefront in Westfield, New Jersey to do. It's essentially a revolving craft market. Every day of that store is a new craft market. And each venue, it kind of varies in size and number of artisans, but it helps us to showcase the little guys, the people that are making their product with all of their heart and soul, and that's their livelihood. So it's really exciting, and we're happy to be coming to Clinton for this event.
And we're happy to have you in Hunterdon County and to know more about the work that you do, because you really capitalize on a couple of different things. One is that when there is vacant space and unique areas, you're able to rent it for a period of time. So it's great for the economy and for people to see the foot traffic in a retail space that's empty, and for the surrounding shopkeepers to see more traffic come in. So that's really exceptional. I also find it exceptional always to to be able to showcase handcrafted items and the cottage industry, which is what our industrial age was built upon, that has really gone away. And yet, you know, there are artisans and craftsmen and amazing people that the detail of their work and the love of the work that they pour into their product, but the amount of retail costs to market the product is astronomical. So without you, where would these handmade and hand-loved items be?
Right. That's so true. The landscape of retail is changing tremendously, especially with my generation. We're looking more toward experiences and being able to see the value of our dollar and where our dollar is going. So supporting things in our own hometowns, you know, whether that's someone that just opened a coffee shop or someone who is doing wood carving and you know, an artist right in our own town. And that's what's so important about what I do and why I love what I do, because not only do I get to meet these people, see their products firsthand, but then I'm also connecting them with other artisans that are also from the same area. And sometimes they end up collaborating on projects, which is really cool. So we'll see people that, you know, maybe do wood carving, and some metal work, and they're able to combine their two skills together to create a better product or just a new product. And that happens a lot with the markets that we do. We just came up on our 1 year anniversary. We just passed that in August, and we've made so many connections with other artisans throughout New Jersey that I think that for me is what really makes it, it kind of like gives me the fuel to keep going, because I love to be able to see those connections and see what cool things they come up with.
And I think, Kim, that you're building a community of people that otherwise work independently, rely on maybe some internet sales and things through the mail, and a lot of detail work where you're working on your own. And you maybe don't even realize that you've lost the community or the connection. And so you're building that, and people can, you know, do some of your different events. I know you always try to make them unique to the area, but I'm sure that you have a lot of, you know, I'm sure you have at least some of your vendors that go to multiple events that you're organizing, right?
They definitely do. We have some who have been with us from the very beginning and have followed us to almost every event that we do. And then we have others who've heard about us and are excited to do their first event. Some of them, the Red Mill is their first event with us, so that's very exciting. And it is. It's about so much more than just we're coming in and we're making this market. We go to areas where, like Clinton, for example, where it is so, it's such a beautiful town. The Red Mill is the most photographed location in New Jersey. And to see the beautiful shops down on Main Street, and they're all small business owners there. And to be able to bring our market in as a draw, so that people who maybe were on their way out to Bethlehem to the Chris Kindle Market, you know, now can have an extra stop on the way and say, hey, let's make a day of it. Let's do two markets today. So we're not trying to take away from anyone. We're just trying to really put Clinton on the map with a new event. We're joining the 9th Annual Festival of Trees, which is something that the Red Mill has been doing, obviously, for 9 years. This is their 9th year. just as an added draw. And in general, Clinton has their Dickens days. They have the tree lighting in town the night before. Father Christmas will be there. There will be the horse-drawn carriages. So it seems like this outdoor, tented, heated market is just a perfect match for that, to be able to showcase some local artisans, but also incorporating the downtown businesses. We'll be giving away 250 tote bags, so the first 250 customers that come through to the market, and those will include coupons, business cards, inserts, all from local businesses in Clinton that the customers can then take their tote bag over the bridge and maybe use their coupon and go eat and go shop and make a day of it.
Well, we're definitely going to talk a lot more about Clinton and about the Winter Village at the Red Museum coming up on Saturday, November 24th from 12 to 5. And if you need an address for your GPS, you could plug in 56 Main Street in Clinton, although you can't miss it, and it is the most photographed town in New Jersey. But we're going to do our quick commercial break, and then we're going to delve into this event and what you can expect.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back in the studio with Kim Kramer talking about a very exciting event. For the first time, this particular event, the Winter Village at the Red Mill Museum, will be in Clinton, New Jersey on Saturday, November 24th. And I consider it an addition to a really lovely weekend and a definite needed additional piece of shopping and highlighting artisans, really. So it's really exciting. The town of Clinton has, so many things going for it. There are municipal parking lots all over. There's parking on the street, two-hour parking, but just about anywhere in a four-block area, there is at least one municipal parking lot somewhere that you could park. And I know my big city listeners, for free, that's right, parking is for free, which is pretty amazing on all the municipal lots. There are no...
pay stations.
Yeah, see, I was going vintage, and I was going to say the
meters.
Meters.
Oh.
But we don't, you know, trying to fit into your theme of vintage peddlers, I'm trying to be retro.
Oh, okay.
But there are no pay stations, which is amazing. So I do want to highlight that there is a $10 cost of admission for the Winter Village. This is part of the Red Mill Museum and some of the activities that they do throughout the year for fundraising so that they can continue to do all of the educational programs and camps and programs for children. But there is no admission fee if you are a museum member. So if you belong to the Red Mill Museum, or if you hurry up now and go get your museum membership, this event will be free to you. Otherwise, please look at it as a $10 donation for the Red Mill Museum, which does so many different activities throughout the year. So we're really excited about the concept of a winter village. You mentioned by name a local competitor up in Bethlehem called Kindle Mart. Some people may be familiar with that, but if you're not, basically the theme of this will be at the Red Mill Museum, which is beautiful grounds to walk around, and you'll have one large tent?
It'll be two, actually. So as you were saying, yes, there is a $10 admission, and that does go to the Red Mill. That's for restoration of the Red Mill and to continue the educational programs that they have there. It is free to museum members and children under six. But once you've paid your admission, you're on the grounds, and then you can participate in the Festival of Trees, which is not just trees. It's trees, wreaths, centerpieces that are all donated to the museum. They're nicely decorated by families and businesses that you can then participate in that, and you get your raffle tickets, and you can submit for a tree, a wreath, or a centerpiece, and take the tour of the actual mill, walking through the different rooms that they have that are decorated with the trees and the wreaths. And then upon exiting, you'll walk into our Winter Wonderland, Winter Village, which will be on the grounds of the museum, right behind the mill. We're going to have two tents. One will be the Riverside tent. One will be the Quarry tent. And we'll have our vendors set up within the tents there. It's heated. There's lighting. We do hope that weather will be on our side that weekend, but we're not going to stress about it because we'll be essentially indoors. We also have one of our vendors has a vintage Airstream that is converted into a boutique, which will be set up on the property. And then a couple of food trucks with some snack foods. We have kettle corn and things like that. I remembered last time I was here, you said you hope there is kettle corn, and there will be kettle corn.
Excellent. You have to have that. It sets the whole mood.
Yes.
You get the smell of that, and it transports you to simpler times, and it really is one of those great things. And, you know, of course, your sense of smell is, you know, your most amazing sense, and it can definitely just make you all warm and fuzzy, which you will be warm and fuzzy because we're going to have a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. And I don't know if you remember last year, but it was really quite warm on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, yes. So I'm kind of hopeful that it'll be seasonally appropriate. So hopefully not too hot, not too cold. We want people, of course, to come out. So if any form of precipitation could stay far away, that'd be great. But we'll be safe inside the tent. And it's not just our vendors that will be tented. It is a large tent. So any of the patrons that are coming on the grounds of the museum can enter either one of our tents, and they will also be protected from the elements. And they can just walk around and shop and really enjoy their time there.
And I know you mentioned that it's also a way to include and wrap around some of the things that go on in Clinton, the town of Clinton, which is within walking distance. Of course, everything is within walking distance.
Yes.
In the town of Clinton. But there are it is considered Dickens Days.
Mm-hmm.
And there are period carolers dressed in costume. that you will run into during your time. If you walk, you have to walk Main Street for the parking to walk over to the mill. So you will encounter period costume people.
Yes.
I don't want anyone to be alarmed by that.
Father Christmas will be there, probably Scrooge. It's always so much fun to see the period carolers. It's one of my favorite things. They're super talented, and it just really, like you were saying, it transports you back to another time. And that's one of the greatest things. When I initially went out to the Red Mill to talk to them about, you know, when I pitched the concept of this market to them, they still had the soldiers up on the bridge. So if you're going over the drawbridge on Main Street, you see the wooden soldiers that they have lined up, lining the sides of the bridge. And I just thought that was amazing. I can't wait to see it, everything all put together. And when we were talking about the different components and things that we want for this market, as the year has gone on and we've kind of developed what we're going to have and even started thinking about what we'd like to have for next year, just seeing everything fall into place is amazing. We've had some incredibly generous businesses in Clinton and the surrounding area who've sponsored some components of the market. Warren Septic Services is our gold sponsor. They are they're bringing not just toilets, but trailers with running water and everything onto the grounds just to make this a great experience. Because I think if people came onto the grounds and had to wait 2 hours to use the bathroom, that would probably be what they remember about the event, and not that it was fantastic otherwise. So we want to make sure that it's you know, just comfortable and fun and relaxing and just something to enjoy. We don't want there to be any negatives.
Well, I'm sure that there won't be, but I know that you are a detail-oriented person, and the total experience is what you're going for individuals, that they come onto the grounds, that they see the Festival of Trees, that they see all the partnerships you have with the corporations and with the local businesses, and they can shop and really enjoy some family time. And that's really what it's about.
Absolutely. It definitely is family time. If you know me, if you've been to any of my markets, I work with my husband. This is my venture, my business, but he's there, you know, when he's finished with his work day, he's there for me, and he helps me with whatever I need. Our kids come with us to some of the events. They won't be at this one because I really need to be all hands on deck, but they do make an appearance from time to time, and they love helping. And if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, any of the video posts that we do, you'll see sometimes there's a little hand jumping in a video, or, you know, a little voice in the background, because they love what we do. And it's always so fun to see them taking their little wallet, emptying their piggy bank, and coming to one of our markets and falling in love with something that they get to buy themselves with their own money, with their allowance that they've earned. And they can just feel good about it because they've met the maker, and it's something that they get to keep forever. I mean, it's so funny because they have things like coasters, and my older two are 7, and it's funny because it's like, well, do you need a coaster? But they love it, and we know who made it. So it's really great that they have something, and now they use it on their nightstand, so they don't make a mark with their water or anything at bedtime. But it's just really cute that they get so excited to support some of the makers that work with us.
It is, and I'll just drag my soapbox over to do it every week, no matter who is or isn't in this studio. And so the entire ability to shop online, while it's incredibly convenient, you know, I'm a very new online shopper. This year was the first time I ever purchased anything online and had it delivered. I know, because I am a tactile person, and I don't believe anything. I'm very cynical, and just because it's on the internet and it doesn't matter what site it is, it's still it's hard for me to believe it's going to be exactly the way that it sounds. I just don't believe it. I'm too cynical.
There are plenty of people who've ordered furniture online and they are able to furnish a very nice dollhouse because it was not what they expected it to be.
Well, there you go. But my soapbox is really about, when it comes to this time of year, I get very frustrated with the mass media. And I know you were in marketing, and so you could break this down for me. So the corporations that don't need any free marketing, like the big box stores, for example, their catalog will be out for Black Friday. And every newscaster will say, oh, these are the, you know, 5 items that came out for Black Friday. And it's free advertising. Or Apple, when they you know, have their, you know, conference and all their new products come out. It's just a way to give them free advertising. And it frustrates me because you have individual artisans that they don't get anything for free. It seems like it's really an unfair situation.
Sure, sure. I mean, a lot of those pre-released holiday lists and the hot toys this year, I mean, those lists come out in the summer, over the summer. You know, we see, oh, what is the trending toy for this year? And, you know, that's just the nature of how things have been for a very long time. That's, you know, I mean, what are you going to do with this? You know, kids get video games and things, and that's kind of what they're into, and there are trends with that sort of thing. But I agree with you that, you know, there are so many big retailers who, you know, there's a cute quote that says, every time you purchase from a mom and pop shop, the owner or that small business owner does a little happy dance. And I can guarantee you that none of those big box stores are doing any happy dances when they get your dollar. Whereas when you come to a market and you meet the person who has created that product, and, you know, even if you don't necessarily buy something from them, but if you're connecting with them, you're learning about what they've done, you ask them questions about their business, and you just kind of hear their story and you can hear their passion, that makes them happy. They love to get feedback. They love, of course, they'd love if you find something that you fall in love with and you purchase as a gift. But, you know, just making that connection and meeting someone and knowing that that's available to you in your area is so important. And I think that's what we like about what we do, is that many of us, we joke and say that we are the in-person Etsy, and many of our artisans do have Etsy shops, but if you're able to make the connection with them in person, you can then carry on that relationship beyond that one-time market. You can order from them online or get a business card, call them when you know, need more of that product, or, you know, that made a great gift for your aunt last year and maybe your mom's best friend would like it this year. And it's just something that you can go back to that person now that you have that relationship.
And Kim, can you tell us a little bit about some of the actual artisans that will be inside these two amazingly warm tents?
Yes, yes. So exciting. We have everything from candles with a wooden wick that crackle like a little fireplace to soap, to hand knit goods or upcycled textiles that have been made into new fabrics, like scarves and wearable items. We have chocolate that's handcrafted into things that represent characters or movies and games that kids are into. We have jewelry that's all handcrafted. We have original art. We have, we're going to have someone with a woodworker, and they're going to bring the lathe to live demonstration of lathe woodworking. We also have two hand-carved wood artisans that will be coming as well to do demonstrations of their craft as well.
And that goes with the theme with the Red Mill Museum. At times they have the forgers, I think that's the correct
foraging,
yes. and I don't mean going and getting chestnuts in the woods or acorns, but they'll do these live demonstrations. So in a way, it's nice to see closing the circle of that. You know, you see the different artist demonstrations throughout the year through educational outlets and outreach, and then to actually see the finished product or the artisan. And I'm not 100% certain, because I didn't look it up, Kim, but is it also Small Business Saturday?
It is, yes. And that's probably the most important point. And something cool that we're adding to the market as well, we've hired a drone pilot to fly the drone down Main Street in Clinton and approach the event at the Red Mill Museum. So it will show the people shopping, Shop Small Saturday, anyone that's walking on Main Street, just highlighting the businesses there. We really do want this to be an all-inclusive and really fun and warm event for all of Clinton. Again, not just coming in and saying, hey, come to our market. We want you to come and spend the day and definitely take advantage of the fact that there are amazing restaurants and stores downtown. So it is Shop Small Saturday. You'll be able to shop all of those boutiques in Clinton and our local artisans as well.
And that is really great news, because it is, as much as I love the town, it is a smaller type of Main Street. So to be able to shop a little, have some refreshments, have a meal, and really just walk around the museum grounds on its own is, you know, an opportunity that I wouldn't want to pass up.
It's beautiful. They've actually started decorating today for the holidays. So they just wrapped up their haunted village that they did for Halloween, which I think is their largest fundraiser of the year. And so it was nice to kind of see the pumpkins are making their way out and the holly is making its way in. But they were decorating today, and already just the boughs that they have under the windows on the actual mill itself, it was just so beautiful. So they'll be slowly making that transition. I guess for the rest of this week, they'll be decorating. And then we'll be coming in the middle of next week. I can't believe that it's already next week. We'll be coming in the middle of next week, bringing in our tents, just making sure that the area is dry and ready for all of us to come out and set up our handmaids.
Because it is a large area to walk. They have outdoor concerts throughout the year, and it is such a lovely time to be able to sit out there with a friend and just listen to the music. And you know, there's just the granite and the natural environment.
It's beautiful. It really is. Yeah, there are picnic tables too, so you can come out, whether you're bringing something, a coffee from across the river, or grabbing something from one of the food trucks that will be there, some kettle corn. You can have a seat down, or I should say up, near the quarry wall where the picnic tables are. Enjoy your snack. And just really have a great time. That's our goal. And, you know, we're always looking for feedback, too, so that we can make it bigger and better next year.
And anytime the first year of an event, it's both exhilarating and a little bit nerve-wracking, because you want to make sure you have everything in place and you thought of everything. And I'm sure that you did. But it also gives a starting point to think about other things to add on and how to grow. I know Clinton has grown so much with Dickens Days and having all the stores participate, and it's a really, really fun time. And what I love to see, and I'd like to just highlight a little bit, last year I really didn't understand the Festival of Trees. It really just it sounded too complicated for me. So now that I understand it a little bit more, I noticed on my way in a different county, in Warren County in Washington, that one of the car dealers sponsors a festival of trees.
Oh, wow.
So I thought, you know, this is a way, and I'm always, always trying to capitalize on the Hunter and Warren relationship. It seems like we could really be working so much better collaborating together. So I love when there's an opportunity for something in Hunterdon or something in Warren, and it brings businesses from both counties together.
Sure.
Certainly we share customer bases and those kind of things. So I thought that was really exciting. So just in itself, looking at all of the amazing trees that are decorated is worth a trip and the $10.
Right. And I saw one of them today already. I won't give away the theme, but it was just adorable. It was really nicely decorated. I don't know who submitted it. I think it was a family that submitted the tree. But just, you know, something fun to come and see, make a day of it, especially with family in town for the weekend. And really just a kind of incorporating all the different businesses. We do have a sponsor from Warren County, that's Sigmeister Brewing. We work closely with them throughout the year, so they're one of the sponsors for this event too. And by sponsorship, I mean that we're giving away tote bags to the first 250 customers that come through to the museum. So we had it open where they could sponsor the tent, or they could sponsor and have their logo put onto the tote bags. So that part is closed now because we had to obviously order the tote bags. But we still do have the ability for any businesses in the area that want to be part of this to submit a coupon or a business card or any kind of insert that they'd like to put into the bags. We really do want to incorporate all the businesses in Hunterdon County that are interested and beyond.
So you're doing your own free advertising.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's good. It's exactly what we want for the small businesses, for Small Business Saturday. That's exactly what we want. Just try to, give some opportunity to the businesses that don't have a huge marketing budget and can't produce their own publication, you know.
Exactly.
So if everyone gets together and, you know, you can give a card, you could give a flyer, and then you're willing to distribute that, and then we have businesses, local businesses, supporting those 250 tote bags, I think that is outstanding.
gives a little incentive to get there early. Well, aside from parking.
It really does. And 12 o'clock is a great time on Saturday to get out. Whatever the weather will be, it'll be warm enough, you know, to get out. It goes until 5 p.m., so you can leave before dark, get back to whatever holiday weekend activities you were doing. I just cannot believe that we're talking about Saturday, November 24th, and that is that is
we'll blink.
Up.
We'll blink. It'll be here.
It's amazing. Thanksgiving's 10 days away. Today is November 12th, and we are going to be in the middle of this winter market, which I will be at because I think it is such an amazing thing. And I love some of the other events Market Space Vendor does. So I know this one will be wonderful as well. And even just to be able to see the trees, I think is great. And downtown Clinton, the entire downtown, besides the bridge, is always decorated so nicely.
It's beautiful all year. I mean, I went over to the Hunterdon County Art Museum and saw the Lace Orb exhibit a couple of weeks ago. It's just so beautiful. You know, everything, the architecture in itself is beautiful, but there's always that attention to detail, whether it's the flower boxes that they work so hard to make sure that they're maintained beautifully, the flower boxes along the bridge or the planters all along Main Street. And, you know, they have such pride in their town, and it really shows. And we're so happy to be part of that.
And I'm sure it'll start to be a tradition for people. This past weekend, my tradition is where I grew up, there's a castle. And they do a holiday fair every year, November and December, and you can be able to get homemade items, you know, really fine artisan things. And every year I go and select some gifts that I give to people, and I can only find them there. They're very unique, different things. It may be, you know, a holiday crocheted table runner, or a tablecloth, or I do have some Jets fans. My sister and my uncle, they always get something with the Jets, and they're always, you know, handmade, and so it's a tradition. So what I hope for you and Market Space is that this becomes a tradition where people start to rely on being able to select things that they know other people will like if they're shopping for other people, or where they'll say, oh, I can't wait to come back next year because I really need another one of these, or this picture or artist, you know, really captured my attention with this photograph. You know, I have to have more.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for as well. We're already thinking about how next year can be bigger and better. And so, you know, stay tuned, stay with us. It's going to be great this year. It'll be even better next year. And yeah, just making that connection so that you can find something that really, really is just such a thoughtful gift. You won't have to try so hard because it's handmade. So it feels like you put a lot of thought into it. And it's just something that reminds you of the recipient, and they'll be happy to receive. And yeah, it goes back to that, you know, about things being an experience for my generation, and not relying on, even though it's convenient, not relying on online shopping, but being able to go and touch and see and smell anything that's in front of you, and to then convert that to a gift for somebody that, you know, that really just means so much.
And we do spend a lot of time on this show with artists and crafters, fine artisans, and we do try to lift up the amount of work that goes into something. It's amazing in the detail, depending on what the art is, how the crafts, people just fine-tune their craft, the perfectionism. And we try to lift that up because we find this world is flawed, and there's so few people who are willing to try to be perfect, to have a product, to try to be perfect, not just it's good enough.
Right.
So,
and they're their own harshest critic. You know, they'll make something that to any layperson looks amazing, but they're always looking for ways to perfect it, make it a little bit better. And that's why it's so important to connect with the artisan too, because they'll take your feedback and then they go back to the drawing board, and they're able to tweak certain things about their product. Or if you have suggestions, you know, like, oh, I'd really like to see this in this color or in this scent. And they're able to go back and work on it. And that's something that you wouldn't get if you ordered online or from a big box retailer.
And I think we're all searching for that unique experience that we can capitalize on to start a tradition or to be able to lift up as unique to us that caters to our own vision and our what we like and what we see. We have to do a quick commercial break, Kim, but when we come back, we'll be able to wrap up our last 15 minutes with Kim Kramer from Market Space Vendor Events, talking about the Winter Village at the Red Mill Museum, just such a great concept, which will be on Saturday, November 24th from 12 to 5 p.m., 56 Main Street in Clinton, which is on the grounds of the Red Mill Museum. So I hope you all stay with us because we'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back to wrap up our last 15-minute segment with Kim Kramer from Market Space Vendor Events. And Kim, we thank you again for being with us and for the vision of the Winter Village. It is going to be wonderful to have something that other communities have been able to capture, the spirit of an outdoor market and that feeling of you have the warmth of the tent, but you have that feeling of community around you, just like the farmers market. I think we all get a little lonely without them in the winter months. So to me, this is just, it really capitalizes on that sense of shopping community.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the vendors that we have coming with us actually does own a farm. So that's kind of interesting that you said the farmer's market. It is something that we miss in the winter when we don't get to go out to those community events. It feels like most people want to stay home and, you know, it's cold. So this is something that we're making sure it's comfortable, you know, comfortable for people to come out, that we do have the heat, we have the lights, we have the tents, so you're safe from the elements, but also just something that you can make a new tradition for your family and have that be emotional warmth too, that you're experiencing something new, and hopefully you do make this a tradition to for your family.
And that's a great way to put that, because I think that when you do shop on the internet, you're home alone on your computer there, you miss that whole sense of community, of interacting with other people, of, you know, even just paying and getting your receipt and your change, and those small interactions that are part of our day-to-day, they're diminishing. And, you know, that contact, the not just the creation of jobs, but that creation of camaraderie that we get when we interact with one another on, you know, an everyday task, I feel like that is diminishing in society. And those touches are important.
Absolutely. And that's why we love seeing people come out and make the connection with an artisan. We love even more when after our events, we send out a survey for not only the artisan feedback to make improvements for the following year, but also any of the customers who've signed up for our email list, we send them an email just to get their feedback and see how they enjoyed the event too. So it's always, you know, great to hear that they made that connection. They made the love connection with someone that has a product that they just can't live without, and they can't wait to come back next year and see that person again.
And Kim, what I'd really like to do is, in this last 2 or 3 minutes that we have, if you could give your social media handles and how, if businesses didn't know about this and they still want to get involved, how they should contact you.
Sure. So it's very long, but we are Market Space Vendor Events, with an S on the end, on Instagram and on Facebook as well. So you can find us at Market Space Vendor Events. You can also send me an email directly. It's Kim, K-I-M, at marketspacevendorevents.com. If you're interested in submitting your business card or a coupon or something to our bags, we're still open to that. We are sold out of spaces for artisans this year, but get on our mailing list so you can sign up for next year.
That sounds absolutely perfect. And I want to remind everyone that on Thanksgiving Day, there's plenty of things to do around Hunterdon County. We have the Turkey Trot that's right here in Flemington that brings about 10,000 people and is a great 5K to run Thanksgiving morning. And I also want to give a shout out to Chris Phelan and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the staff that worked and volunteers that worked on their big event that was last week, November 8th, their annual expo, business expo and showcase. And I know that took a tremendous amount of work. So we want to just say thank you and give a shout out to the Chamber for supporting so many local businesses and lifting up the community so that people can shine. And that's what you're doing, Kim, and really excited about this Winter Village.
Yes, thank you so much. We're so thankful to you and to Hunterdon County and to the Clinton Guild and the Red Mill Museum for helping us put this all together.
And I'm going to put in my plug for an outdoor village add-on maybe for next year.
Okay.
I love the idea where they rent the outdoor ice skating ring.
Oh, wow.
And the company, you can pay for ice skating lessons.
Well, that would be great.
The company comes in with a trailer and a form, and they fill up the ice skating rink, and so we could have skaters.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Well, you got your kettle corn wish this year. We'll see.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited for that, and I know my friends will be joining me. And that, again, is Saturday, November 24th. It's from 12 to 5. I know Kim will be ready at way earlier than that, but show up at 12 o'clock. It's a $10 admission. The proceeds do benefit the historic Red Mill Museum. If you are a museum member, that is free. And you also are able to see the Festival of Trees. There are over 40 handmade and vintage peddlers and artisans. This is all presented by Market Space Vendor Events, and they do many other events. I know we were able to highlight one that you had in Hackettstown with the brewery.
Yes, so we've been partnering with Sigmeister Brewing in Hackettstown. We just wrapped up Oktoberfest with the downtown business improvement district. We've done the anniversary celebration over at Sigmeister. We work with Lone Eagle over here in Flemington, and, you know, just working with all the businesses in the area. It's so much fun to really create that sense of community and support local handmade artisans.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for being on with us today. And we wish everyone a great week. We'll be back next Monday, and we'll still be able to promote the Winter Village at the Red Mill Museum. And until then, everyone, close your ears about the S thing that's happening on Thursday, but we'll be back in the studio next week.
Remember last Christmas Eve when we sat next to our first tree? Ornaments reflected light of a candle in the night. And I gave you a music box. Back then that seemed like so much. We watched it go round and round as the melodies unwound. But all these things are now long gone and not to be wished upon again.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
No destination, but it always leaves on time. He buys his ticket as the train prepares to leave. Want to miss it on this evening, Christmas Eve. He's staring into the night, no expectations. He watched the world go by without a sound.
Radio News.
Monday is day two of the Florida recounts, with some counties having to run voting machines 24 hours a day to process the nearly 8.2 million votes that were cast in the state by Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, Broward County Circuit Judge Jack Tudor had a message for everyone involved in this case.
Both sides, and I'm talking about lawyers, not politicians here, because I have jurisdiction over lawyers, not politicians. I am urging, because of the highly public nature of this case, ramp down the rhetoric.
The Dow was down 602 points, mainly on fears that the tech sector has run out of steam. Chris Hogan is a financial expert, and he said investing in single stocks, not a good idea.
Single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody on the plane out to Vegas is excited. I've been on those plane ride back, right, where people aren't, where they've gotten stung.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144. USA Radio News.
Monday is day two of the Florida recounts, with some counties having to run voting machines 24 hours a day to process the nearly 8.2 million votes that were cast in the state by Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, Broward County Circuit Judge Jack Tudor had a message for everyone involved in this case.
Both sides, and I'm talking about lawyers, not politicians here, because I have jurisdiction over lawyers, not politicians. I am urging, because of the highly public nature of this case, ramp down the rhetoric.
The Dow was down 602 points, mainly on fears that the tech sector has run out of steam. Chris Hogan is a financial expert, and he said investing in single stocks, not a good idea.
Single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody on the plane out to Vegas is excited. I've been on those plane ride back, right, where people aren't, where they've gotten stung.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find